As we approach the seventh day of Pesach, the day we celebrate the monumental miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf, I'd like to share with you a fascinating idea. The Gemara tells us that a person's panasa is as difficult as the splitting of the sea. Why is panasa so challenging? So the Gemara Masechtas Tana says that there are three keys that Hashem does not hand over to any messenger. One of those keys is rain, which also symbolizes panasa. Why does Hashem hold on to that key? And perhaps because the economy is like an extremely intricate puzzle. Hashem is the only one who can truly manage the complexity of the global economy. The world needs a balanced number of farmers and engineers and builders and architects and accountants and so on. If the world were filled with Elon Musks, we'd have plenty of cars and space programs and social media platforms and people running Doge. If the world were filled with Bill Gates, we'd have lots of software and computers. But we would all starve. We would have no bread, no roads to drive on, no homes to live in, no sfarim, no shuls, no schools. Hashem gives certain people wisdom for innovation, for medicine, for engineering, and He gives others skills for farming and strength for physical labor. If the world were only filled with day laborers and field workers, we'd have no doctors or teachers or lawyers or programmers. Who would heal the sick? Who would manufacture appliances or build bridges and tunnels? Similarly, Hashem gives a certain number of people wealth so they can fulfill the role of supporting others. If everyone were wealthy, we'd all be relaxing on yachts drinking martinis. But who would plant and harvest and bake and deliver the bread? Who would milk the cows, purify the water, or maintain the roads? So Hashem, in His infinite wisdom, distributes roles and resources precisely so the global economy can function properly. And only Hashem knows how many people are needed for each task in every industry. So now, what happens when a person daven's for more money or they daven for more wisdom? That request might disrupt the balance of the global economy. If someone is meant to be a blue-collar worker, becoming an accountant or an engineer or a lawyer, that would require for the entire workforce to be reshuffled. Or if someone daven's to become the CEO of their company, that means that the current CEO has to be demoted or removed. And that affects more than just one person. That request could have a ripple effect on an entire industry. For such a request to be granted, it would require a major zechus, because it means that Hashem has to shift the chessboard for everyone just to accommodate your request. But if someone davens, Hashem, I want more money so that I can give more tzedakah, or that I can pay my children's tuition, or that I can enhance my Shabbos table, or that I can have more time and menuchas and nefesh to learn Torah and become a more elevated Jew, then that does not disrupt the economy. He's not asking to leave his job. He'll keep being a delivery driver or a salesman, but with more resources to serve Hashem better. Likewise, if someone davens for more wisdom, not to become a high-powered executive or climb the corporate ladder, but to better understand the Gemara, or to educate their children more effectively, or to help others through personal crisis with professional guidance. So that kind of feeler doesn't shake the global economy, it uplifts it. It's a request that doesn't require Hashem to rearrange the entire workforce or to restructure the economy. And because it doesn't demand a dramatic shift in roles or resources, it doesn't require the same high level of schus to be answered. So the right way to daven is not for more materialism, but for the tools that will help us fulfill our tafkid, our own unique mission in life. That is when your tefillah is likely to get answered. Because you're not asking to change your role in the economy. You're asking to elevate your role within Hashem's intricate and perfectly bound system of panasa. You're not trying to rewrite the plan. You're trying to rise within it. And this brings to mind a powerful story. A man once came to the Stipler Gaon and he said, Rebbe, I don't want to complain, but I have a growing family and I have a nice sized house, but it could be a little bit bigger. I have a decent sized car, but I can really use a van. My company gives me some time off to relax, but I'd like a nice summer home in the mountains. Rebbe, I look at my life and it feels like my cup is only half full. I just want to fill it a little bit more. And the stipler tells him, the problem is not that your cup is half full. The problem is that you're using the wrong size cup. Your cup is too big. Take a standard size cup and you'll see that it's overflowing with blessings. Only Hashem knows exactly how much each of us needs in order to serve Him properly. At the splitting of the sea, Hashem didn't just create one path, He made 12 different pathways, one for each tribe. And according to the Medrash, Hashem created 600,000 paths, one for each person in Klal Yisrael. Each path was tailor-made, perfectly designed for every person's personal journey. Hashem could have made just one path, just one miracle, but he made 600,000. Why? To show that every person has their own custom path through life. So your job, your income, your struggles, they're all part of your unique route through the sea of this world. So when we walk in our own unique path, asking Hashem for tools, not titles, then we will see the sea of Parnassah split right before our eyes. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.